the lamppost is one lamppost is at Point Grey golf course.
Not the lamp, the post. You see the concrete.
I understand. Yeah.
They've got an entrance post to the gate.
Now, I'm interested in your work in concrete. I noticed that in 1926 you built Templeton Junior High, the high school, also of concrete. Templeton Junior High.
Think that in when?
1926.
I think that was. That was, had his name 2 minutes ago, Townley.
Oh, Townley and Matheson.
Yeah, Townley, yes, Townley. I think. Fred Townley.
Now, did you do much commercial work in the years between the wars? No. Commercial buildings, office buildings, anything
Not
of note?
Much,
no. You did
we
some
did the Vancouver Club.
You did some work on the Orpheum Theatre, did you not?
Or I don't think any I did.
No. What about houses? Did you do many houses, private residences?
Quite a lot of houses. And I go in quite often, I say, this is a nice house. They said, well, Lord, you built it. I don't remember half of them.
Do you remember, I mean, again, is there any house that's, that you do remember particularly well, that you do like more than the other ones?
Well, yes. A house that I built for Sheen first, but then Colonel, he married Dunsmuir, got it, and the King and Queen stopped there when they were out.
Where is it?
It's in West Van, somewhere about to. It's a nice house. I've got a picture of it.
Can you describe it? Can you describe it? What kind of house and why you like it?
Well, it's got heavy shakes on, and it's a plaster. A white house with a couple of gables and a lot. It's quite a nice house. It'd be hard to describe. I can show you a picture of it if you want. Did Mark show you anything?
Yeah, he took me upstairs and he,
He didn't anything below, eh?
Well, I've been down there, but I haven't seen, not architectural drawings, no.
Yeah, well, I've got a bunch of stuff I can get for you there.
It may sound like a foolish question, but, I mean, were you aware of there being traditional architecture and modern architecture working side by side in Vancouver? I mean, were there the conservative architects and the progressive architects? Could you divide Vancouver architects through the years into a more conservative group and a more progressive group? I mean, was there a battle between tradition and modern architecture?
I don't think so. No, I think lots of us, most of us, gradually became modern. There you are again. I've got. Two brothers, they were...
Twisel,
yes. They built a lot of church work. They were traditional, definitely. They were never anything else.
And who were more modern? I mean, yourselves or somebody else?
Oh, I think everybody gradually became more modern. Who wasn't stuck in the mud. Fripp did some nice work, the architect. But he just did houses, and he did one at a time, I think, you see. And he was that old style, you know, the good style, but too big for today.
Now, could I change the subject a bit and mention names of architects who were in practice when you came to Vancouver, and just ask you whether you have any particular recollections of them? And any comments
you
about
can.
Them?
I don't. I think I've forgotten most.
Well, these are mainly people who were about a generation older than you were, and probably the established architects when you arrived here.
I can tell you one. I think I'd like to say something on that. Just shut off for a minute. You can take it if you like, but Well, I mean, I don't want to say too much, but I want to say one, two things first.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I think about that. I thoroughly agree that they should put up a high rise, whatever you like to call it. Keep the top floor, keep synod office and so on there, and put a chapel on the top for people who are visiting and sailors and things like that who come in here, because there is no congregation right in the town, or won't be soon. It'll be like London, New York, and so on. The church will always be warped. You know the churches have in New York, are just all shut in, warped. And then, I had a brainwave this morning, I think. I thought, why not go to Central Park somewhere and choose a wonderful site and have a new Westminster Cathedral? And then you could have Catholic one too, if you liked, alongside. I mean, the cars today, anybody can get anywhere if they like. You're not cluttering things up. It's close to the major cemetery and so on, and you'd be able to see it from all around. But at any rate, what I meant was have a cathedral where it is and it's top, not built in all around. It's no longer. And as a relic, of course, as a relic, I'm perhaps prejudiced, but an engineer did it and it's a very nice job, but it isn't. It isn't any architectural
material. What other buildings did Wickenden do? I mean, do you remember other buildings by Wickenden?
No, I don't know. I don't think he did much else. I don't know. No, I really never heard of him or saw him anymore. I don't know. And I certainly didn't hold that against him. I don't mind. People do what they like.
Did you ever meet Sorby for the CPR, or had he left Victoria by the time you came? Thomas Sorby?
Who?
Sorby. He was the CPR's architect before you arrived in Victoria.
How do you spell it?
S-O-R-B-Y.
No, I don't know.
What about William Whiteway?
Whiteway? Yes. I won't say much about him, but I think he was a contractor.
Mm-hmm. But he did do quite a few buildings in downtown Vancouver.
Yes, there was quite a lot done before there were architects officially. I mean,
well, he did do the Sun Tower. He did the Sun Tower, the Tower Building, among others.
The Sun Tower.
Yeah.
The Sun Tower.
It is by Whiteway, as far as we can. As far as I know, it is by Whiteway.
Oh, Whiteway! Yes, he was a chap who plunged in. Incidentally, the Sun Tower designed by me.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
He walked in and did it. I was young, and the newspaper man came and asked me to give him a sketch.
Taylor.
Hmm? Taylor, yes. I said, give him a sketch, you see, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing I heard was hand out here. So I went after him, you see. I think he gave me $300 for it.
So, I mean, as builds, is it more or less
right
like...
Right away, blown in from the States somewhere. Didn't he do the building, Dominion Building there?
No, that was someone named Hellier, or... No. Wenyon, I think. Wenyon was the architect of the Dominion Building.
No.
No?
I've forgotten. Perhaps it wasn't right away. I might be mixed up. But at any rate, he would have been a contractor if he was...
Mm-hmm.
Did that, and he was there. Well, I think it was this other man's name. What the Jesus was his name? I know.
I'm quite sure it's Wenyon. W-E-N-Y-O-N.
Wenyon?
Yeah. No?
No.
No.
I think Wenyon did work for us once as a draftsman.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so.
No, I mean, is the Sun Tower...
No, this was an architect who came back from the East and then he wanted two or three jobs, high-rise, and then shot back again.
The Sun Tower, as built, is that is more or less like the sketch you did, then?
Yes.
Where did you get the idea of the tower on top over this larger slab below? I mean, it's the only building in Vancouver that has a kind of tower composition?
Well, I couldn't hide my head, I suppose. I don't know. I don't really know.
What about par and fee partnership?
Par and fee? Yes, well, fee was a contractor. I don't know whether par had any architectural sense or not, but they died out. There, Deborah's a job. Fee was going to put that up for Deborah's house, and they had a party wall. And jolly old Fee, here was Deborah's house wall, and old Fee's was like this. See?
Coming right up against it, yeah, on top.
Well, he got 6 inches offset, whatever it was, on each floor, and they rented storage, you see, by the foot, and that gave him about 300 or 400 feet more on his side than the other. Old Devere came about this, asked me, and I said, oh, well, no, the party wall goes here, and you set up on each side until you get to the top. And so he had got us to do the work. And then we built him a house in Shaughnessy, and I built him a house in Penticton, and then I built a church in Penticton through him.
Did you know Fee or Parr? Was Parr, I mean...
No, I didn't.
What about the firm of Somerville and Putnam?
Oh, yes. Well, they just came in for short. They did the building we were in, the next to the Bank of Commerce. No, Pender Street. What do they call the building? You know, the right. 626.
626 Pender, no.
Well, where the Royal Trust are now.
Were they, I mean, how long were they active in Vancouver? Were they...
I think they only just came in to build one or two, I don't know.
Well, I know they did the Burke's building, and they did Highcroft. And they did the Merchants Bank down on...
Well, you see, that's what happened in those days. We were just little this, that, the other. These big shots came from there.
They were from Seattle, right?
What?
They were from Seattle, I believe?
No, somewhere, I don't know. Probably Montreal, I expect. No, I don't know. But they came in, you see, with a... They could show you what they'd done. And incidentally, we put in a competition for the horse show then. And they turned us down because a Seattle firm, I think actually they were interested in it, but Seattle firm gave a great many more seats. When they put it up, you couldn't see from half the seats at all.
Did you know Nathaniel Stonehouse, N.S. Hoffer?
Hoffer?
Hoffer. I think he was a builder.
Well, I thought he was a union man.
Not that Hoffer.
Not that Hoffer. How about Mallandane? Edward Mallandane.
Manley?
Mallandane. I mean, these are all men who were about 30 years older than yourself, so they may not have been very active about 1910.
I don't know.
Yeah. Edward Mallandane, Jr.
No, I don't have no recollection.
Any of the others on the list? Any of the others on the list?
Hooper was, of course, yes, I knew Hooper did a lot of work. I never met him.
Mm-hmm. Was he working in Vancouver or just in Victoria?
In Victoria, mostly. Mm-hmm. Hooper, he was a chap who expected to get the university. Mm-hmm. He said he had it promised, I think. And he sent it to... His drawings through to England to get a draftsman to do a perspective. The draftsman did a perspective with plane trees. Yes, plane trees, you know, which you don't get.
Which you don't have in America. Plane trees, the big English trees.
Where the peel comes off and they have the little love.
Yeah.
So that was that. Bird was... He was the, wasn't he the...
He worked for the city. For the city, yeah.
City, yes. Of course, I'll tell you about Bird. I was out, I don't know, and we were going out to Corselet to to look over the ground before we took over. And I was here on the right, three of us, and Bird was there, and Charlson, I think, was there. Word spread out, and we were walking over the ground, and a shell on an open sight fired at us, missed me there, and another shell missed Charles. So I turned to Bird and I said, "They got you, Brackett." And I'm damned if the next shell didn't get him. But it got him, fortunately, just a nice blighty.
who was firing?
So I never jested about that sort of thing after that.
Who was firing?
Our Bosch friends.
I guess.
This
did you know
in the First World War I'm talking about now.
Did you know Chow, W.H. Chow?
Chow?
Yeah.
He would be a Chinese.
Yeah, he did a number
Chu Ching Chow from China. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Was there any particular architect, I mean, who was doing, aside from your own firm, who was doing work which you and your partner admired? I mean, would you?
Well, Fred Townley did some nice work. And you see, Fred got the City Hall, and I'd been doing work for the city and on the Town Planning Commission ever since the start of the town planning and so on, this, that, and the other. I'd done a lot of work for them. So if anybody got it, I was the logical man. But Fred Townley's father or grandfather was on the council or mayor or something. He got it. I'm just telling you this because he got it in a good job, you know, and the only person who rang him up and congratulated him was me, because he came after me and he said, "You know, Sharp, of all the architects here, you were the only man, and you were the man who might logically have had it, who rang me up." And he always held that, and he would always, anything that interested me, let me know, and so on, too. And he was at Philadelphia University trained, and he got a good training and did some very good, colonial work. The whites, you know, the white colonial work, all over the houses. But I got, incidentally, I got somebody came to me and I forgot. He said he'd been told of Fred Townley's, but he went round and looked at all his houses and they were all just the same. So he'd like me to do one that's a bit different. And I said, "That's all right." Wait a minute, let's look through them.
Mr. Sharp, we've been looking...
I can't prevent you.
Okay, well, no, you may. We've been looking at some pictures of a number of your buildings, and I was interested in one thing you said. You said that you were very versatile. Now...
Oh, well, you mustn't believe all I say.
No, but I mean,
I do like to study everything from every angle.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, we have a house here, like the house you built for Mr. Reed, which you said we used the word colonial.
Well, that's ordinary.
Now, I mean, yeah, what interests me is...
Well, it's colonial with a touch of myself.
Right, no, but what interests me is the decision to build it colonial more your decision or the client's decision?
What?
Is the decision to put in the colonial columns, your idea or Mr. Reed's idea?
Oh, it's my idea. I may have done that because I felt he was colonial minded or he was come from some of that, but it's my own idea to give him it. You have to be awfully careful too, you see. I draw a picture, a sketch, and I remember one case I sketched with the dormer in it. And when I built the house, I decided I didn't want the dormer. I got to put that door in. There's any use or not, it's just got to go in. That's what they like.
But like, then we look at a picture, say, of the house which you built for yourself on Marine Drive, and it's very different. I mean, you have much more use of flat white wall surface with a little bit of half timbering in the gable, a hip roof instead of a gabled roof. I mean, does the fact that you built this for yourself mean that this is the kind of house that you prefer?
Well, I was trying to find a picture of the other house I built for myself, which is not like that. But it's, I don't think it's here. I have it somewhere, but it's quite nice, but it was built right opposite that other one. But then, of course, it called for entirely different treatment, for the very reason that, was built around a sort of cottage thing there. That one was a nice little house, I think. That was for a professor. Oh, I think that was the one.
It says, on the back, it says 41st Avenue. It says 41st Avenue on the back.
Oh, I see. No, I thought it was 37th. No, I did one like that, 37th Avenue, for a university professor. When I was away, the woodworking people, the Wadicorns, gave a prize for the best house in wood and that sort of thing. And the prize they gave to him. He mentioned it to me. He got $100 or something. I never heard of it till later on. I thought he might have at least told me.
Yeah. Can you tell me who this house was built for? Do you remember the client?
I don't.
Because
it's a university man. And
that
is typically Dutch.
Mm-hmm. You said a university what?
University Avenue is on. Oh, I'm not sure. I wonder if his wife didn't come from South Africa. I don't know.
So, I mean, you said it's a little bit South African. I mean, you said there's a little bit of South Africa in that design. Would this
be... Well, it's got a feeling of it. All my houses have got a touch somewhere of it, which I've done.
Can you say what is South African about it? Can you describe it?
South African is all... Well, white plaster, of course, the tall windows, and, oh, I don't know, lived a woman wonderful, may the Lord abase her, neither simple, kind nor true, but her pagan beauties grew, Christian gentlemen a few, hotly to pursue her, Christian gentlemen a few from Berrycote, and so on, so on. There's something in South Africa that gets you. My wife's first wife got me in South Africa. But it's a wonderful country. I've been back twice. It's a long way to go, you know. Once with my daughter after my wife died, and once with my present wife. And my wife's relatives did us, when we went with this, gave us half. They had a big house like that built around, called the Cellars. It was an old cellar, wine estate, and the cellars were above ground, you see, with Italian tiles, but walls that thick. And they gave us one wing there and a loan of a car.
Claire's all right, isn't it?
I was talking about South Africa. You haven't seen my house, the other house.
Well, no, I want to, actually, two questions more. Back to this South African house. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when it was built and what decade? Mm-hmm. Do you remember about what year it was built, more or less?
No.
Which house is it?
It would be between 1906 and
1939.
Okay.
Oh, God, you must be able to do better than that.
No, I'm just wondering.
It would be after the war, anyway.
Yeah.
I think.
After
yes.
the First War?
Yes, oh, yes, it would.
Well, then it's.
It would be about, oh, I don't know, 26, 20.
Yeah, that's better.
What I'm wondering is, was white stucco and whitewash used very much in Vancouver about 1920, after the war, or is that a recent?
Oh, I think so. I think so, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, at first it was wood. Nearly everything was wood. Mm-hmm. And then plaster came in quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. Now, one totally different question, and this is back to your years in London. When you were with Calcutt, did Rattenbury come to London at that time?
Rattenbury was with Colcott for a time as a trust.
At the same time that you were?
Oh, no, before.
Before you were. No. And?
And those buildings were on the Imperial Institute, just like it. Only the Imperial Institute goes up a straight tower, terrific tower, like the Tower of Venice, you know, Campanile of Venice. Because the king, well, it was really his visor man with the king, criticized his tower, the height of it. Colcott said, here, am I the architect or are you? He didn't care, but I think his wife was very distressed about it because he'd have got knighted if he hadn't told quite that way.
Do you see a relationship between the legislative buildings in Victoria and the Imperial Institute?
Only in the plan. And general, entirely different architecture, as it were.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Now I have to watch my step.
This is Harold Calvin talking with George Thornton Sharp in Duncan, British Columbia on the 25th of October, 1972. No, I just came across the yearbook of the BC Society of Architects, 1913. And I didn't know anything about the group, and I just wonder if you can tell me a bit about how the group was formed and what it did. This was before the AIBC.
Well, you see, you're wasting your time in a way, because I was here. I was a member of the ARIB. I was an ARIBA then. See, so I didn't have to bother too much about qualifications. I got them. But it was brought in, and I really didn't take much notice. What I know is that there were some brought in who were just contractors, not architects. And, well, you had to take them in, they'd been building and so on, and they would die out automatically. I was with an architect in Calgary, just as I went as a job to get a job. And he was not an architect, he was a plasterer by trade. And things got very bad there, and eventually he came down and wanted to take a job with me. However, that was that. But he was never an architect after that.
One building we didn't talk about last time was the Vancouver Club. Was that the result of a competition?
Yes.
Do you remember how many people entered or what the other designs were like?
I don't remember how many were in.
Who judged the competition? Who judged the competition?
I even forgotten that. I think I could find out. I don't know, but I don't remember.
And how would you characterize your design for it? How would you characterize your design for the Vancouver Club?
Oh, well, it was a... You mean what period? It was the normal, I suppose, classic or some sort of period. It was the normal period at the time.
My
partner had more to do with that than I did. I was away quite a bit.
How would you characterize your architecture in general, say your earlier buildings? I mean, would you, any way you could describe them? Were they traditional? Were they radical?
Well, when I came out, you see, nearly all architecture was controlled by styles. There would be Gothic, or Classic, or Renaissance, and so on. Mm-hmm. And we would build according to what we thought. Mm-hmm. Banks generally wanted a classical Renaissance style. Mm-hmm. But things were in transition then, and people were looking for new ideas. Mm-hmm. Of course, architecture always tried to be fluid, continuation. Mm-hmm. One of the troubles in the wartime, the First World War, Holland and the Northern Sweden and so on could carry right on mm-hmm. with a traditional development. The countries that were at war mm-hmm. were stagnated definitely mm-hmm. for those 3 or 4 years.
Well, how about the, say, your work compared to other people in Vancouver?
Compared to
other Vancouver architects? And I don't mean better or worse, but more traditional, less traditional. How would you?
Well, there are two of us. I'm inclined to say that my partner was more traditional, mm-hmm. that I was always trying to get away from it.
Mm-hmm. Well, where do you think, in what building did you get away from it best?
Well, the first entirely concrete building I did was the St. James's Clergy Hall.
When was that? Like, I can check it.
When, of course. I can't tell you. I could easily find out.
Well, when one worked in concrete, I mean, did people, architects know as much about concrete then? Did they have the formulas and the...
Oh, concrete, oh yes, concrete work came in when I started. Mm-hmm. I mean, for instance, concrete floors, reinforced concrete floors and so on, they were all in London when I was a mm-hmm. student.
What about entire concrete frames? Did you...
The what?
What about concrete columns and beams? Say, concrete frames. Did one get an engineer, or were the architects able to do it themselves?
Did they get it from...
Did one consult an engineer when one was working in concrete?
If it was reinforced concrete, you nearly always mm-hmm. got an engineer.
No. Last time you told me a little bit about the world building, and
the world building.
Yeah, and I mean you were telling me a bit about your own part in that.
It was a very little bit. Yeah. It was all over like that.
Yeah. What was your role in it?
Hmm?
Did you have a part in the world building, in the design of the world building?
Well, I don't know whether I should say or not. I got a sketch out for you wanted me to see.
Is it what, for Taylor?
That was that. Mm-hmm. What?
For Taylor.
For Taylor, yeah. And I think he used my sketch mm-hmm. for get somebody else to do it. I don't know who did it. Mm-hmm.
Did your sketch have the idea of a large base with a thin tower on top?
Well, it was just like what it is, just a rough sketch. Yeah. But just similar to what it did. Yeah.
Did you know of any other buildings like that? That had a base with a narrower tower on top?
I went through architectural books, you would
simply find that. I haven't been able to find one. The earliest I know is the Woolworth Building in New York, which is built a year later. which is built 1 year later, the Woolworth Building in New York.
Later than what?
Than the World Building.
Oh, right. Well, at that time we had an architect came in and picked up, he did the Dominion Building and he did the, not the Vancouver Club, the other one.
University Building?
No, Citizen, what's it called? The next door to it, Morris.
The Quadra Club?
Hmm?
Quadra Club?
No. No. What do they call it? I've forgotten. He did one or two like that. He'd been building them somewhere else and then he skipped out when he cleaned up.
Could I ask you a bit about your clients?
My what?
Your clients. People whom you work for. Was there a particular kind of client whom you got along with best, or who gave you more jobs than other kinds?
Oh, I had one or two that I did quite a bit for, but mostly domestic work.
Were they mostly businessmen, or?
Well, I did quite a few for Sheen, who was an accountant, Butter and Sheen. I built him 3 houses, and he bought quite a few to me. And the last one I did for him, it was bought by, you remember who was he? She was one of the Colonel Chaplin. And that was the house, they made a nice house of it. That was the house the King and Queen stopped at when they came up.
Maybe I just one or two questions about yourself. Your hobbies, obviously you're very interested in watercolors. Did you have any other, or do you have any other hobbies such as music or reading or?
Hobbies?
Yeah, besides painting.
Well, the trouble is I have too many interests, or I always did. I don't know what you call a hobby.
Do you play any instruments?
Hmm?
Do you play any instruments, music?
Yeah.
No?
I'm very fond of music, but I don't play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you couldn't call war a hobby. Couldn't call fishing a hobby.
No.
But I hadn't any other hobbies. I tried to do everything.
What about politics? Were you? What were your politics?
I eschewed politics.
What about clubs? Did you? What clubs did you belong to?
Well, I belonged to the Vancouver Club, and that's almost all. I belonged to. Well, I was originally with the BC Society of Artists, which is now defunct, which was a pity in a way because it had an old tradition and it started at the beginning, but there were so many other people came in from other places that it got
off. One more question. One architect who was, or one firm in practice when you began, was Parr and Fee, Thomas Fee and J.E. Parr. Do you remember? Parr and Fee.
Parr and Fee, yes.
Can you tell me a bit about them?
No, I can't. Fee was one of those who was, I think he was a contractor, and brought in as an architect at the beginning. I don't think survived very long.
What about, who were the leading architects in Vancouver? You mentioned Hooper and Watkins. Were they... When you came to practice in 1908, when you began your practice in 1908, what local firm did most young architects respect the most?
I'm trying to remember. I went round to see them all, and they all said
that was a room for architects, mm-hmm. and this and the other. So when I showed him my drawings, boom, so I, gosh, that's my arthritis. Ooh, gets my knee. So I put two and two together and I started on Dalton and Everly, Cooper and Watkins, I think, Pyle and Fee. I'm not sure about, well, I'll tell you, not from did St. Paul's Hospital. You must know.
Yeah,
Gardner and Mercer. Well, Gardner was in South Africa when I was. And then his brother Gardner was in practice then. And I don't know, you know who built the City Hall?
Townley and Matheson.
Townley and Matheson. I'm not quite sure whether they were then or just after, but they were one of the early firms.
Who were the best of the lot?
Best? Oh. I won't repeat.
I'm not asking who the worst were, I'm asking who the best were.
Best were bad. Well, I don't know. Townley, of course, went to McGill. I went to Philadelphia. What's the university there?
University of Pennsylvania.
Yes. And he was good. He knew what he was doing. The rest were happy-go-lucky, not like me.
Okay. Well, I think that's... Is there anything I should... Is there anything that I should ask you that I haven't? Anything I should ask you? Okay, thanks very much.
No, I don't.